What's up, everybody? You're listening to Out of the Box Podcast with your host, D-Star. Enjoy the show!
What's up, everybody? This is your host, D-Star, here with
Alderman Khalif Rainey, City of Milwaukee.
Man, I don't even know what to say, man. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know if I can welcome you to your own city. We at the Hip Hop Museum right now. This brother, it's a lot. We're going to unpack everything. But first, what we want to do is we would like to honor you today from Out of the Box Podcast, the Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum, and Holy God's Clothing. We would like to formally induct you into the Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum today.
What does it all consist of?
That consists of you being recognized.
Wow.
And
look at this. Wow, that's amazing.
Khalif Rainey, for all your contribution to the hip hop community here in Milwaukee.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. I'll put this on the mantle. Thank you.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
You did it. You've done a lot. You continue to be of service, and we just really wanted to celebrate you.
I never got a hip-hop award, so this is my first time getting an award associated with hip-hop, so thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, and it's funny because you created the first hip-hop week in any city in America, so it's only right.
Man, thank you again. I appreciate it. You know, the idea of Hip Hop Week, you know, I saw like Fashion Week, you know, I saw Restaurant Week, you know, so to me, I'm thinking like, no, duh, we need a Hip Hop Week, right?
Right, right.
You know, so when I said that, you know, my wife was like, you know, you got to make sense of it though. Like, we just can't be out there spinning on our heads for a week. You know, we have to actually make it a value to the community. So for me, you know, beyond the hip hop, beyond the culture, you know, beyond the art, Hip Hop Week is really about creating a platform to bring members of the community together to get resources, information that they can improve their quality of life with. So we have a lot of fun. We enjoy the 7 days. But what's most importantly is connecting with people with the resources that they can change the quality of their life.
Absolutely. So kind of take me through its inception. What gave you the idea to start the Hip Hop Week?
You know, it really was as simple as I just mentioned. You know, like I saw a Fashion Week. You know, that's something that the city supports. We have Restaurant Week where we highlight several other, you know, restaurants in the city. And, you know, I thought it was important that we celebrate the culture that was the most dominant culture in the world at that time. Right. I believe it still is.
Still is.
So I'm thinking like, you know, this is a good way to bring people together, especially in the community that's faced so many challenges. You know, bringing people together, bringing resources to the table and celebrating and having fun. So that really was the premise behind the idea. And, you know, I've enjoyed every single Hip Hop Week we've had. You know, we had some very celebrated people come to the city and participate. And I hope we can continue that going forward.
What are some of the most memorable moments that you've had in Hip Hop Week?
Wow. You know, I must say the first year when we had DJ Kool Herc. And, you know, the one thing I must mention about Hip Hop Week was, you know, when I actually introduced the idea, the Common Council, we passed the policy before I had even one act to come and perform for the Hip Hop Week. But once I mentioned it, once it was public, once it was in the papers and the news, so many partners from the city started contacting me saying, hey, we want to be a part of it. You know, we want to participate. How can we be a part of it? So, you know, it's something that the city has been behind, you know, and it's a very diverse group of supporters. I got to thank Associated Bank. I got to thank Leslie and Joe at the Rave. I got to thank Matt Talbot. There's so many people who come together to make it happen. So, you know, I had the idea, but without the community support, you know, it wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So did you expect for the community to embrace it as much as they have?
Well, you know, knowing hip hop, like I know hip hop, you know, I anticipated that they would. I anticipated that this is something that they will want, knowing that, you know, we lost African World Festival and we lost some of the community activities that we celebrated over the years.
Why is that? What happened? Because I know that was like the biggest one in the country, right? That African Fest?
African World Festival.
Yeah. What happened with that?
I'm actually a former board member of African World Festival. I was a part of the team that bought it back, you know, after it went defunct for a while. We bought Charlie Wilson and others to celebrate African World Festival. But
shout out to Charlie Wilson.
Shout out to Charlie Wilson.
I love Charlie Wilson.
How
man.
Can you not? Man. You know, but what one of the challenges was, and the thing that I'm trying to avoid with Hip Hop Week, is there was an act of violence that occurred at African World Festival, and that kind of sent it into a tailspin. So, you know, I kind of designed Hip Hop Week with that in mind. Like, yeah, I know that rap battles are hip part of hip hop, but I try to avoid things that could mar, you know, the image that Hip Hop Week has here in the city of Milwaukee and keep it positive.
Absolutely. So you're using hip hop in such a unique way. So you're using hip hop as a catalyst to bring in the youth and to bring in their parents and give them information, education, and resources. What gave you the idea to mix the two?
Excuse me. Well, you know, in my role as an alderman, I'm really just doing my job. You know, my job is to connect my constituents, the people, the residents of the city of Milwaukee with resources. That's my goal. So this is the way that I figured that I can serve some of my constituents. I represent like 53206. I represent probably one of the most African-American districts in the city of Milwaukee. And knowing the affinity that we have for hip hop. So you say, you know, it's young people up to their father. So the three tenets of Hip Hop Week are health, financial literacy, and civic engagement. Right. So we talk about finances and hip hop. We talk about getting our money. Right. Let's really explore that, though. Let's really talk about how do we create a pattern of healthy spending and saving? Like, what are some of the opportunities for us to be entrepreneurs? So during Hip Hop Week, we really dig into that. This past Hip Hop Week, we had Dame Dash, and he talked about, you know, what he experienced with being an entrepreneurship and some of the things, you know, that could catapult us or could possibly be our downfall. You know, when we talk about health, you know, we had the likes of like Master Ace. Shout out Master Ace. He has the he suffers from MS. You know, so we talked about the things that he do to live a healthy lifestyle, how he avoids certain things and how he maintains his health. So when you talk about, you know, young people up to adults, that's a different conversation, right? We could talk about your sexual health to young people or talk about avoiding drugs and things of that nature. Now to your father, we could talk about prostate cancer. We could talk about et cetera, high blood pressure, whatever. So it goes from one extreme to the other. We could talk to young people, to old people, and we could still talk in the same context, which is hip hop.
So you said the
civic engagement.
Civic engagement. Yep. I'm sorry. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
When we talk about civic engagement, that's essentially what we were just talking about before we started this conversation on air. We talk about people voting, getting involved in their community. How do you do that? What that look like, right? So we had the likes of like Stickman from Dead Prez. Mm. He's come and he's talked about being civically involved. We had Scarface from Houston, who at the time was running for office, running for the Common Council in the city of Houston. And he came and shared why he was running for office and what that meant in the sense of hip hop, right? And we got a good conversation. But, yeah, we touch on those things, you know, health, financial literacy, and getting people involved in their community.
So is it at one central location or is it multiple locations around the city? How does it work?
We hit every part of the city. We on the south side. We on the west side. We on the north side. We want this to be a citywide event. And so wherever you at, we want to make sure it's convenient for you to get up and come walk over to an event. So we had like DJ Envy at G's Clippers. We've had people in at establishments that was easy for people to come to, and the events are free.
Wow. It's a totally free.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter, you know, what budget, what age, it's all age. It's all, you know, appropriate. It's clean and it's educational and it's filling a need in the community.
Yep, absolutely. And the conversations are free. Those are typically held at, you know, I mentioned the barbershop, Sherman Phoenix, community institutions. But when we talk about concerts, you know, those are ticketed events.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we, you know, you have to, you know.
Absolutely. But
what are some of the things that you really hope for the future for Hip Hop Week?
You know, some of the things that I hope to do that I haven't done yet for Hip Hop Week. You know, I was talking to a photographer by the name of Jonathan Mannion. He's shot some of the most epic hip-hop photos in history of hip-hop. You know, I want to work with the Art Museum and have an exhibit there where I really want to introduce the community at large, the different aspects of hip hop. Like, I'm pretty sure people wouldn't even know there's a photography aspect to that.
Right.
There's a film aspect.
Like cartoon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cartoon. And when you're talking about artistry, like, you know, tattoos.
Right.
You know,
graffiti.
Graffiti.
Absolutely.
Yeah, things like that.
So I think it's an opportunity for those who love hip hop and, you know, have an affinity for it. They can come enjoy some of those things in their own community. And then I also think it's an opportunity for people who may not know much about hip hop and what it's about to come experience it in a capacity that they're not accustomed to and find a new appreciation for it.
So where did your love of hip hop start?
You know, my mama had that Sugar Hill Gang record right there. And it's funny because when my parents got divorced, the biggest assets was the photographs and the records, right? So music was very important in our home. Music was always playing, and it wasn't hip-hop. Like, I was born in 1980, you know, so this was, hip-hop was around, but it wasn't as prominent as it is now. And, you know, for me, it just brought so much color to the world. It just really showed me, like, as a young black man, it was a whole another life that I could live, you know? So I've always had an affinity for hip-hop. I love not just rap music, but music in general. But it's really been a voice that has catapulted me through life. Like, when I'm in the library in college and Jay-Z dropped the blueprint, I thought I was Jay-Z.
You thought you was Jay-Z.
I thought I was Jay-Z.
Now you're Jay-Z.
In the library. In the library, I was Jay-Z studying. You know what I mean? So, you know, for like, me.
I'm in this great college. I'm doing great. And you're talking about, it's a hurt, not life.
Hey, but listen, for those who really dig deep into Jay-Z, you know that he has inspired you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he didn't, I was in there trying to major to be a political science. He was doing whatever he was doing, but the energy, it was kinetic energy that he was giving to me to go do what I needed to do where I was at.
Right.
Absolutely. I don't want to not underscore the importance of that.
I mean, it is important, and I do that in jest, but hip hop has gotten me through a lot of rough times in my life. I'm a huge DMX fan.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You know, and people say, man, people used to say X is the best.
He didn't drop no album when I was in the library, though.
Right. It would have been different.
I don't know what that energy would have did for me.
Right. People used to say X is the best. No, he still is. You know, yeah, I mean, X fans are very, very, very different.
Right,
you know,
so.
To the core. We love them to the core. You know,
amazing.
Good, bad, ugly, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm an X fan. I put X at number one in my top five.
And go ahead and finish the rest of the five, though.
Oh, God. I knew you was going to say that. So I'll do X. I got to put X. I got to, you know, I'm from the Midwest, so I'm gonna put Twister in there.
You ain't wrong. Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is.
He's a legend.
Yeah. I got to put, oh, God, I can't say. I can't believe I'm doing this on camera. So X,
started it though.
Twista, Jadakiss.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a weird one because I know I'm going to get a lot of flack, but I love Sheik Louche.
Absolutely.
That's just my guy.
I like your list so far.
I love Sheik, and man, that's a hard one, man, to put, you know.
You did pretty good.
I don't know, man. I'm going to have to say the last one. Just give me a second because it's like three people. Nah, it's on you.
I'm going to come a little different. You know, I'm going to name like five unsung rappers.
Okay.
Elzai.
Elzai.
Elzai. I like Elzai. Shout out Elzai. I like Cormega.
Okay.
Cormega. Shout out Cormega. I like, who else? My man Sky Zoo. Shout out Sky Zoo. He actually mentioned me on his song, Bodega Flowers, man. I appreciate that.
Okay. Yes, what was the bar? Go ahead, give us the bar.
You can check it out, man. You show love, though, man. Bump that as soon as we done with this right here, Bodega Flowers. But who else? Man, Benny the Butcher. That's my guy.
You like
right
Benny?
There. That's my man right there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna put 50 on there.
There you go.
For the five.
How many I got? Where I'm at?
You have four.
Okay, so let me see who else I'm in.
That five is hard. That fifth one is so hard.
I was looking for my phone. My man got it. I just look at my Spotify real quick. I'm going to say Rock Marciano.
Okay.
Rock Marciano, absolutely. And Knowledge the Pirate as well. Them
solid.
Two good people. Yep.
I also like to do an honorable mention to Tech N9ne because he's
Yeah, he's dead, man. He incredible. Speaks for himself, absolutely.
Yeah, he's incredible, man. Serious lyricist. So what's next for the city? What's next for you? What's next? Because I know that, you know, you said, you know, some things. So I just want to know what's next.
You know, what's next for me personally, you know, this current election, I'm not seeking re-election for.
I was going to let you say it. I didn't know if you, that was public.
You know, I'm not seeking re-election for Alderman, the 7th Aldermanic District. It's definitely been the pleasure and the honor of my life so far, you know, to serve the great people of the 7th Aldermanic District. But, you know, I'm still a young man. I want to pursue some other opportunities, you know, before I'm unable to do that. So I don't know exactly what's next for me in the immediate future, but, you know, it is a plan of mine to continue Hip Hop Week here in the city of Milwaukee. And I think with the community we have, people are reaching out saying, you know, how can we bring it back? How can we keep it going? You know, I think if we work together, we can keep this going. And I see other communities around the country. I see Baltimore. They had a Hip Hop Week. I've spoken with the mayor of St. Louis. I've spoken to some elected officials in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And other communities are excited about it. I mean, I think every community faces some of the same issues. Like, what do we do to engage younger people? You know, how do we give them purposeful work? You know what I mean? I think that this is what it does. And everybody can kind of curtail it for what the need is in their community. These are the things that, you know, health, that's a real issue for African-American people here in Wisconsin. We have one of the most obese African-American populations here in the country. You know, in finances, we have some of the biggest disparities between the white family and the black family in the country. So the way that I customized Hip Hop Week here, it was specifically to speak to those issues. But other communities, you know, you could take the platform and really set it up the way you would like or fits the issues of your community. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about seeing it grow. I think that every city in the country needs a Hip Hop Week. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree too.
I'm gonna say internationally. I think internationally.
Yeah, you know, Japan, you know, because it's everywhere.
It. Absolutely, yeah. Everybody should. You know, and I think there's ways. And I incorporate the library. You know, they publish a list of hip hop related, you know, periodicals. So I try to incorporate every department in the city. You know, y'all got houses for sale. Let's do a workshop on selling houses during Hip Hop Week. If you dig through the schedule, we try to touch on every aspect of quality of life here. It's about hip hop, but you know, hip hop is, it's really not the focus of the week. You know, it's probably the most exciting thing of the week, but we focus on so much more than just the music and the art.
Yeah, and you guys have done just an amazing job charting the course for the entire country to follow that blueprint, to use hip hop and the way that it was supposed to be used in its inception, you know, the way that they, the creators wanted us to use it. They didn't want us to use it to divide us. It was supposed to be to shed a light on issues in the community and bring education and knowledge to one another.
Now, I see other, you know, bodies of government following the lead. You know, like I see Jamal Brown, he's a congressman out of New York. He created a hip hop task force, I think about 2 weeks ago. And then I saw, like, over the summer, like the president, the vice president, they hosted a hip hop concert on the lawn of the White House.
Yep.
So government is recognizing, like, this is a platform that
it's not going away. Yeah.
It's not going away, but most importantly, how can we use it effectively?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's many aspects of it in which people blame hip hop for ills in the community, but how can we utilize the platform to make improvements in our community? And I think that's what we're trying to do with Hip Hop Week.
Well, I think that's what you are doing, sir.
Appreciate
and thank you. Thank you. A thousand thank yous
thank you.
From everybody here at the Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum, Madison, and the entire country. We really
shout
appreciate
out Madison.
Everything. Indeed. Yeah, shout out Madison, man.
Indeed. I don't get up there enough. I need to get up there.
Absolutely. Well, I'm D Star. Until next time, guys.
Thank you for listening to Out of the Box Podcast, an inspiring show advocating for our current and former inmates and their families in Wisconsin. Are you interested in starting your own podcast? Click our affiliate link or Buzzsprout for all your podcast hosting needs. You can also support the show by clicking our support link in the description.